Citation. Presenting authentic stories of heroism and gallantry taken from the histories of war. A true story from Australia's proud military history of QX21058, Captain Robert Carr McLaren of Z Special Unit. In March 1956, near his home in Wau, New Guinea, Jock McLaren, one of Australia's unsung wartime heroes, was killed accidentally. A rotted tree did what many thousands of enemy troops failed to do, even though they tried every device: assault, ambush, and even bribery. McLaren was awarded the Military Cross for his valor as a guerrilla fighter in the Philippines after he escaped from an enemy prison camp in Borneo. Then, the Philippines retaken by the Allies, he was returned to Australia. The war should have been over then for Jock McLaren, but he was not that kind of man. There was fighting to be done, Borneo to be retaken.
What kind of man is that McLaren?
A tall, skinny, cantankerous, bone-headed, stubborn Australian Scot.
Well, he's not handsome, but you've got to pay him. He's got guts.
He's not a human. Any man who escapes twice from a Japanese prisoner of war camp, fights as a guerrilla in the Philippines for a couple of years, takes out his own appendix with a blunt knife and sews it up with coconut fiber, wins the MC, then comes back here to this special Z force and insists on qualifying as a parachutist so as he can jump back into Borneo where his POW pals are.
He's no man. He's a hero.
Like I said, ugly as sin, stubborn as a mule. I only hope those nips up in Borneo have been doing some heavy praying lately. They're going to need it when McLaren gets back in amongst them.
A tall and wiry Scottish-born Australian who had served in the First World War, then set up practice in Queensland as a veterinary surgeon, Jock McLaren, who had enlisted in the ill-fated 8th Division as a private and was commissioned while a guerrilla fighter, knew the jungle well. He knew that when he jumped back into Borneo, parachuting behind the enemy lines with his small band of soldiers to spy out the land, he knew that not even the Borneo jungle was neutral.
You got our position marked?
Yep. Northwest of Barak Papam. Well into Borneo. Well, this is about it, Skipper.
Okay. Give them the light. Good luck, fellas. And happy landing.
All right, Skipper. They're gone. Swing her and head for home.
Hey, you all right? It's you, lad. Where does it hurt? Here? Here? My back, lad. I've heard in the taste of the old piece of butter. Let's sort it all out.
Jock, quiet.
It's you. Come on in. Quiet now. Every Jap on Borneo knows we're here. Bill Sullivan here, he's not feeling so hot. Jard is in it, so we trifle when we landed. Mick there, too.
Yeah, easy. Jack. And somebody else, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. A Jap army camp and a guardhouse 50 yards back there. Back the way I came from.
I see. And our equipment.
Fell smack bang into the Jap camp.
Yeah, hope it killed one of them. I know every other party that's been dropped in was knocked off by the Japs.
Eh? Yeah.
Well, this island's got more Japs on it than a dog's got fleas. It's a tasty old deal. Real good old.
Yeah, not for mine, it isn't. What's the drill, Captain?
Are you able to crawl, Bill? No? Well, even I can add this one up. Signaling equipment gone. One of the party can't even crawl. Tojo and his merry men on their hammer. Yeah, even I can add this one up. I'll get Bill across my shoulders, and you two jokers cover me as we crawl over towards that Jap camp.
You fair dinkum?
Never been more fair dinkum, Joe. The closer we get to that camp, the safer we're going to be. The one thing they won't reckon on is us crawling closer to them. Come on.
In the black, evil, and unfriendly darkness that was Borneo on that night of June the 30th, 1945, 6 weeks before the war was to end, Captain McLaren faced a situation to test any man. With one of his party of four seriously injured, without equipment save their arms and ammunition, and the quarry of an alert and determined enemy, he knew their penetration into enemy territory was almost completely frustrated. But such a man was McLaren. He decided to save what he could from the wreck. They would observe what they could of Jap troop concentrations. A friendly native guided them through the jungle maze, creeping past Japanese camps, which McLaren noted for Allied intelligence. And the native handed them on to other natives. So that gradually the three men, carrying their critically ill comrade in agony with a ruptured liver, made their way towards Balikpapan, where they expected to meet an Australian invasion force. Day by day they struggled on, until came the day when a young native arrived to act as guide.
I don't like the way this native is acting.
Well, I can't see anything different about him. Seems just like the others.
I don't know. Nothing I can put my finger on, but I just don't... Yeah. Why does he keep so far ahead? Hey, not so fast, friend. We have a sick man. Yeah, but he hasn't slowed down. Why,
Andy!
You... Sorry, good old man. Sorry if I was rough back there. Had to get out of that. That native led us slap bang into a Jap ambush. Here, now lie quiet. They're hunting for us. They've missed us. I thought they were going to walk on us there. No, we'll have to lie here until it's dark. Hey. What's that? That's one of ours. They've got one of the party.
The Japanese had captured a Malay sergeant who was one of the party. And all through the steaming afternoon, the three Australians had to lie helpless in jungle undergrowth and listen to his screams as the enemy tortured him. Then there was silence. The sinister silence that turned into the noises of the night. And the party faced a situation which, as McLaren had a habit of saying, sorted the men from the boys.
What now, Jack? Listen. Listen. That's the bombardment on Balikpapan. That's where we go. Follow the sound. I've had a jock. You'll be Jake. Swipe a few of those stinking leeches off your legs and you'll travel easier. Hey, look, ahead. The river. The Sipan River. And it flows right down into Balikpapan.
Oh, bro. But how can we handle it?
We persuade one of those native boats going past to give us a lift. That's what we do. I don't fancy wading through the swamp. I never did fancy being crocodile beat.
But the Japs will be right onto us.
I told you before we came on this caper, there was bound to be a risk now and then.
So, at gunpoint, the three Australians, who came like grey devils out of the mangrove mud, persuaded a native boatman to take them aboard. They headed down the river towards Balikpapan on the strongly entrenched Japanese army.
So far, so good. Out! Cop this!
hell he jinxed us. If that Jap machine gunner hadn't got the Jim Jams, he could have had us all. As it is, all he has now is a head full of lead.
Hey, keep your eyes open, mate. Another Jap position on the left bank. Keep down and let our friend speed up his paddling.
In the face of incredible odds, Captain McLaren took the remnants of his small band down that river towards the town of Balikpapan, where the fury of the invasion was at its height. They kept going in the face of volley after volley of enemy fire, and they returned it, fighting back, keeping on, taking their sick comrade and the valuable information back to friendly hands, and finally, Balikpapan. There they took the sick man for medical care and reported to the commander at divisional headquarters. Haggard and filthy they were, and the senior officer looked at them amazed.
What did you say your name was?
McLaren, sir. Captain McLaren.
McLaren? You can't be. McLaren's dead.
Well, that'll be the day.
For these 7 days of heroism, Captain McLaren was awarded an immediate military cross, the bar to his MC won behind the enemy lines in the Philippines. The citation says, in part, when the party was ambushed on July the 3rd, 1945, and one of the party captured, by his coolness and courage, Captain McLaren successfully removed the injured man to safety and continued the task given. Finally, on July 6th, 1945, Captain McLaren withdrew his party by native craft, passed through the Japanese lines, and delivered his information direct to the task force commander. Then Captain McLaren went back behind the lines again. For his further courage and heroism, he was later mentioned in dispatches. He was a man of valor. Citation. These stories are authentic. The program is produced by AWA and directed by Donald Crosby for Army Public Relations.